It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Boys, I saw an article online the other day about what your drink choice means. Like what goes through a bartender's head, what they think of you, the judgment they make when you go up and order your beverageino of choice. And I didn't care for it. So I thought, this is better than any random article on the internet. Let's get one of our favourites. A connoisseur of the bar industry in this very town. It's our good friend Jerome O'Connor from Uptowns.
It's his entrance song.
Thank you.
Cheers to you, Jerome. Thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. I wouldn't say connoisseur, but I've poured a drink or two.
You own a bar, mate.
Yeah,
surely I can call you a connoisseur.
Yeah, you can. Okay, done.
What's that Golden Gay Time drink you pour?
Oh, man,
that's my favourite drink.
You've had a couple of those.
I've had a few of those at Uptowns.
Yeah. And do you know what? That's what we tried to do, is just have a couple of guilty pleasures in there
for
people like you and I. We might not want to knock back something fancy. Give me a Golden Gay Time.
Okay, so they're already thinking about what the customer wants, what kind of person they are, and then they create the drink that will go along with it.
Yeah. We want to know the types of personality that would order drinks. So I don't mind a soda water, no ice.
Soda water, no ice.
Gilly shouldn't have started.
Yeah. Here's a bad one to start.
So I've got a system, you know, you go the drink, you go the ice, you squeeze the lemon. And so you've already stuffed up our order of doing things.
Yeah.
So you've already got us off guard. We're not really making a judgment of who you are as a person. You're just more annoying.
And is that free? Like, are you already like, what a time?
No, surely that's cha-ching. They're like $4.50.
$4 for soda water.
Depending on the venue, they'll sting you for $4.50. Sometimes we just give it out for free.
As they should, because how annoying.
I want to sting everyone.
No, I'm partial to a glass of rosé, Jerome. What do you think of me when I come up and order
glasses
a rosé?
Glasses of rosé, I'm a fan of rosé too. So that is fine by me. But my only thing is, when you're in a bar late at night and everyone's getting a little wild dancing, you're coming up and asking for a glass of wine? Like, it's like, oh, hang on, we're all partying here.
Yeah.
And then I've got to get the wine glass out and pour it fancily over the bar and everyone here is just dancing and, you know, twerking the night away. But there's nothing wrong with a glass of rosé. It's more just the timing of when you order it.
You need to be conscious of it. Okay.
I'll get a couple. When I first go up, starting the night off maybe, or it's just starting to loosen up, I'll go get a beer, preferably a lager. A lager.
Perfect. You're a great guy.
Okay. So you like a lager. And if I go lager, which one? I go, whatever you recommend.
You doing anything this afternoon? You want to hang out?
We become best friends.
Guys, can I come?
Okay,
I'll drive.
Secondly, Jerome, when I'm getting a bit looser, calorie watching, all that gear, vodka lime soda.
Yeah, okay, that's a very popular one.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as someone orders a vodka lime soda, I think they're either gym junkie, training for a comp, or they just don't know what to order. That's a very big one.
They're a basic bitch.
That does happen to me. I walk up there, I'm like, I want something different. I hate the taste of vodka lime soda. Can I get a vodka lime soda?
Yeah. And do you know what? It's like I've done it myself. I don't even like vodka lime soda, but you get up to the bar, you're frazzled, someone's twerking up on you, someone's ordering a rosé, you don't know what to do, and so it's vodka lime soda just comes out of your mouth.
It does.
It's very easy.
Okay.
All right, what type of person is ordering a nip of whiskey with a drop of water in it?
It doesn't happen very often.
Really?
Usually.
Or like a whiskey neat, maybe.
Yeah, neat, or the same, they're kind of the same people that order a Negroni or a Old Fashioned, you know, where they be like a real straight. That's great, because that means they're an alcohol connoisseur.
They're a drinker.
Yeah, they're a drinker.
They know what's up.
They're a drinker, but they're either accountants or lawyers.
I love that. Well, we asked the Hit family as well, Jerome, on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page, what's your beverageino of choice and what do bartenders think when you order it? Someone wrote Midori with milk.
That's never happened.
Mate,
okay.
Whoever wrote that is getting some clout.
What about a JD and Coke?
JD and Coke is the same type of person that's punching a mother at 9 a.m.
What?
Is that you?
Nick Gill, to be fair.
Just everyone just pointed at Nick Gill.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. In what regard?
Well, you're either starting the day early, which you are, I'm guessing, Nick Gill. You know, you're either a plumber or an electrician or something. You've got to get up early. You're punching mothers and meat pies.
I know that you're the expert here, but can I correct that very slightly?
Oh, okay.
I think it's the type of person that is punching a can of Monster.
Okay.
In the morning.
Different type
different
of energy
type
drink.
Different type of person.
Yeah. I reckon that is really important.
We've really cleaned it up.
Okay. What about someone who comes up and orders a strawberry daiquiri?
I have been waiting for this one to come up.
Yeah.
I have a little story. I'm a strawberry daiquiri drinker myself.
Oh, frozen?
Yes. And that is the point of the story. I went on a little holiday once with a young man called Angus Harper. And we were in Miami for one night. We sat by the pool thinking we were cool. I didn't mean to rhyme then. And, you know, we're two young single lads trying to not trying to impress. We're just having a good night.
You're peacocking, you know.
You know, let's get a strawberry daiquiri jug. You know,
a jug.
Yeah, a jug.
The girls will love it.
Well, they were.
Well, look, new age and sensitive.
So we sit at the pool for hours. You know, and we drank $900 worth of strawberry daiquiri.
Jeez.
Oh,
we didn't
God.
Make it out.
Well, you were in secret sweetness.
That was the afternoon. 900. Yeah. Honestly, we drank that. I mean, we were giving out a couple of drinks here and there once we got in the swing of things and once some ladies were rolling around. But $900 of frozen strawberry daiquiri.
Would have been the first reported case of a lifeguard saving someone from next to the pool.
In ankle deep water.
So
a person who comes up and orders a strawberry daiquiri, you think I'm gonna have a good afternoon with
a
this
great
person.
Afternoon with this person.
Okay.
Actually, let's pour them out now.
And what about a vodka sunrise?
A vodka sunrise, that's a good drink.
It's a good solid drink.
Yeah, I like that.
So they're a good
I like
person.
That personally, but they're just the same people that are ordering like a vodka pineapple or something like that.
Now I've got one that I personally order. That this is left of field, and I haven't done it for a while, but I used to do it and I used to get like daggers from the bartenders.
Oh, here we go.
Vodka water. Vodka, just water. Sometimes a dash of lime or a dash of lemon, but just vodka water.
If you thought vodka, lime and soda was the gym junkie, someone who's training on a challenge or whatever, what the hell does vodka water
vodka
say about
water
a person?
Vodka water is serial killer.
I'm hydrating and drinking.
When someone orders it, you almost like, really?
Yeah.
It's like someone smoking while riding an exercise bike.
You got to do what you can, you know what I mean?
Like damaging yourself while doing something good as well.
All right, to the people who drink vodka waters and that one woman who said Midori with milk, you're banned. You're not meant to go to bars. But everyone else, I mean, go forth and prosper. At least we know what goes through the bartender's
Except for
heads
Gilly
now.
Early on.
Oh, yeah.
Non-alcoholic drinks at a bar.
At least I'm not a serial killer, mate.
Jerome from Uptown's right here in Uwe. Thanks for coming in, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries. Let's get some frozen strawberry daiquiri.